You're listening to Living Lab Radio. I'm Heather Goldstone. If you're anything like me, you might be tempted to think of fall as the end of the gardening and landscaping season. Time to rake the leaves, clear out the veggie beds, and wrap it all up. And that's definitely part of it. But there's a lot more to fall gardening than just that. There are bulbs, of course. It's also a good time for planting trees and shrubs. And it may be the right time to set the stage, maybe even literally sow the seeds for certain types of gardens or ecosystems in preparation for next spring. Uli Lorimer is director of horticulture at the Native Plants Trust, formerly the New England Wildflower Society. Uli, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Let's start with some of the traditional fall activities. Some of these, as there's been growing recognition that, of course, our yards, our flower beds, our veggie gardens, even the containers that are in our yards are essentially parts of ecosystems that maybe some of the things we've always done before aren't quite right. And raking leaves and what to do with leaves has become more of a question. I mean, what's your recommendation? Do you rake? Do you leave them in place to let them fertilize the soil and mulch the ground? What do you recommend with leaves?
Well, specifically with leaves, I mean, I think to start off with, I very much agree with your assessment that gardens are more than just a pretty landscape. They are part of a larger whole, and that increasingly we treat our gardens and the maintenance of our gardens with a much more holistic approach in terms of thinking of how the activities that we do can benefit not just the plants, but also the insects and the wildlife and the birds and everything that's connected to our landscapes. So to answer your question about leaves are actually part of this important nutrient cycling in forests. And we here at Garden in the Woods absolutely let the leaves lay where they may, because they will feed all the organisms in the soil and break down and provide available nutrients for all of your spring plants to grow and for next season.
Will that not actually kill the grass if you're to do that in kind of a lawn setting?
There is a sort of aesthetic choices and aesthetic preferences that people have, and that lawn grasses, for the most part, if you're using traditional lawn grasses, will not like to be covered in lots and lots of leaves. However, I would say if you're going to rake up or collect the leaves, then put them into your flower beds rather than putting them into bags and sending them away. Keep as much of those resources on site as possible.
Let's turn to another thing. This is not necessarily specific to fall, but in that category of things that our attitudes may be changing toward, and that's weeds. And you have an interesting take on weeds, whether or not to pull them or cut them, or maybe just accept that that's what likes to grow in that spot on your property and maybe work with it instead of against it.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I would say necessarily accept that the weeds are there, but I think that weeds can be handled in a much more nuanced approach. Primarily, you should find out what they are, because some of them are perennial, some of them are biennial, meaning they only live 2 years, and some of them are annuals. And if they're annuals, then you just should simply cut them, because if you prevent them from going to seed, they won't come back the next year. The perennial weeds sometimes need a different approach, where maybe pulling them out completely is a better method. But I would also advocate that, you know, nature doesn't like an empty space or a vacuum. So a lot of the weed problems that people have are actually tied in with the kinds of gardening techniques like soil disturbance that bring fresh weed seeds to the surface. And so I would say if you're going to pull weeds, follow up by planting something desirable in that same spot and provide competition against the weeds. And if you're persistent, you should be able to have a garden full of all the plants you want and none of them with the plants that you don't want.
Well, and when we go to find something to plant in place of those weeds, give us some ideas on how to start thinking about what maybe should go into that spot and what we should be looking for when we go to the nursery to look for replacements.
Well, so our organization, Native Plant Trust, has been an advocate for New England's flora, so I'm going to take this opportunity to push to plant native plants as much as possible. There are plants that grow in a variety of garden conditions, whether it's sunny and dry, or shady and dry, or sunny and wet, and everything in between. they have also evolved with the sort of interactions and connections with all of the pollinators and butterflies and bees and all the wildlife that you like to see in your garden. There's this really sort of beautiful, tight choreography between insects and plants that has resulted from this coevolution for a long period of time. And using native plants, and particularly plants that are from New England, helps to keep that sort of dance with nature going into the future. You know, pollinators don't just pollinate wildflowers, they also pollinate all your vegetables. Right. And without pollinators, you would not have vegetables to eat and enjoy all summer long. So planting them in combinations with one another is a great way to enjoy the beauty of flowers and have plenty of food for your plate.
Well, Uli Lorimer, since it is September and we're looking at fall here, are there certain types of plants, whether it's food plants or flowers, that now is actually the right time to think about planting?
Well, you mentioned at the beginning planting trees and shrubs, and I think this is a good place to think about setting in some of those native trees, oaks, for example. We can't have enough oaks. Flowering trees like dogwoods and redbuds are great things to put in to the garden at this time of year, along with flowering shrubs like viburnums are all really great choices to set into the garden now and something that you will enjoy for years and years to come. Certainly, if you want to have a good bulb display for the springtime, now is the time to begin thinking about planting some of those. In terms of native plants, one of the other good things that you could do is you can also begin to collect seed from your native plants.
Ah, yes, I was going to ask about that idea of actually collecting seeds in the fall when, of course, so many plants are, you know, winding down their season and putting out seeds.
Yes, and that's correct. And so collecting seeds is a really wonderful economical way to make sure that you have more of the plants that you like in your gardens the next year. Many of them can be directly sown into the soil and will happily grow without a whole lot of effort. And it's a great way to share with your neighbors, too.
Well, speaking of neighbors and wildflowers in particular, I have a neighbor who wants to turn a large chunk of her currently lawn into a wildflower, native wildflower meadow to help support pollinators, but also just because it would be beautiful. And she was saying that she might need to actually do some prep work this fall, perhaps plant a cover crop to help that changeover from grass to wildflowers. Any advice there?
Yes. So, I mean, it's a good time of year to make those transitions, and it's something that I'm very happy to hear that people are interested in converting portions of their lawn into wildflower meadows. In terms of the fall, the first step is going to be to try to get rid of the existing lawn, and using a cover crop is actually a really great idea to provide some competition so that you don't end up with a lot of weeds instead. So we like to recommend sowing partridge pea, a bean family member. It's a wonderful annual, and it's very colorful. It has beautiful yellow blossoms, and if you put the seeds out now, you'll have lots and lots of good color in the beginning of the spring, while you then move to the next step of setting in your native grasses and wildflowers and go through the rest of the meadow establishments.
Uli Lorimer, the Native Plants Trust has a great resource, whether people are trying to figure out, you know, whether that weed is an annual or perennial, what to do with it, or actually to find something to replace weeds or transition your lawn to. You've got this resource, Go Botany. Can you tell us a little bit about what people can find there and how it might help them out with some of these choices?
Absolutely. So Go Botany is a sort of interactive website that we've developed over the last couple of years. And it, as you said, a wealth of information about all of the plants that grow in New England. So both the non-native ones and weeds. So if you want to know what your weed is, you can discover or find the answer there, as well as all of the native plants that are here. And it's set up in a way that it has a very simple key so that, let's say, you can say, is it a tree? Does it have flowers? And it'll kind of narrow down the options for you. But it's also a really great resource for professionals. So if you're a botanist, you can also go to Go Botany and find out very good specific sort of technical information.
Uli Lorimer is Director of Horticulture at the Native Plants Trust, formerly the New England Wildflower Society. Uli, thank you so much.
That's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on.
Up next, it's ridiculous science-based advice for real-life problems from the creator of XKCD. Living Lab Radio continues after a short break.